Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about using the stages ethically at work. Now we've spoken before about the primary stage of your business or the organization that you work for, and we've talked about the ideal stages for specific job functions and for specific teams within any organization. And now I think we need to talk about ethics, and we've talked about this some more in the previous episodes where we spoke about business. So that was episode 139, where we talked about temporary and team-specific stages, and 137, where we talked about the right stages for your business. But now we're going to get really kind of dive into it, and I want to talk about how you can use the stages, but also how you can keep it ethical. So, part use, part ethics. Before we get into that today, a quick shout out to new listeners in Montreal, Canada. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you on board. Use the link in the show notes to send to head over to the virtual ashram and send me your ideas, your thoughts, your questions. Let me know how I can help on your journey. If you have a question, I bet you a lot of other people have the same question all around the world, because this is a human endeavor. Okay, so let's talk about using the stages in your work life and how to do that ethically. Now, you may realize at this point, if you've been listening to these podcasts and doing the tasks and following the roadmap, you may realize at this point that the stages are a powerful part of our human psychological reality. We are all in one of these stages every moment of every day. This is just the map of the human experience. And it doesn't matter what country you're from or what religion you are or what your politics are. If you are a human being, you are traversing these stages every minute of every day. And your understanding of the stages is a major boost to your understanding of yourself, first and foremost, and most importantly, but also to your understanding of the people around you. And that's going to include people at work, your colleagues, your teams, your boss. And the ability to move yourself to the optimal stage for whatever you're doing right now is a superpower that very few people around you at this moment have. Now, that being said, that means you also have the ability to move other people to other stages. If you know how to move yourself, you know how to move them. Why? Because they're human, just like you. So that means you currently have the superpower to move anyone you meet to potentially any stage you want them to be in. Now you see why we need to talk about ethics. Here is the bottom line. Do not move people between stages without their awareness and their permission. Don't do it. We do not want to manipulate people, right? What's the difference between manipulating people, which is a negative, which is not nice, and helping people? It's all about their awareness and their consent, their permission. So make sure they're aware that you're doing it, and you have their permission to do it. And then it truly is a superpower. It's a skill. See, even if you think you're doing them a favor by moving them from, for example, stage 3, I am my needs, to stage 4, others have needs too, you may be doing harm. See, and so let's take that example. They're in stage 3, because they have unmet needs. That's why they're there. If their needs are not addressed, they will soon enough be pulled back to stage three to address them. And this thwarts your efforts at best and causes them to feel miserable and desperate at worst. So that's why you're not actually serving them by moving them to stage four unknowingly. Now, a temporary shift is reasonable if they're aware of what you're doing. So be sure to start by saying something like, first, we're going to do a quick exercise to get in the right mindset for this project, for this meeting. Okay? And ask their permission, right? First, we're going to do a quick exercise to get in the right mindset, okay? And they'll be like, aha, okay, I got it. We're going to do an exercise and we're going to alter our mindset and I consent to that. So you're giving them a chance to bow out, to go, yeah, you know what? I don't want to change my mindset today. I'll see you later. So they need to have an option. Now, if you need to be in stage three, stage five, or stage seven for the duration of the day because of whatever project it is that you need to be doing, please warn them, because these are the hard stages. Make it clear that this is what you're going to be doing and have a plan to return them to a better stage or whatever stage they would prefer to be in. That's the ideal. Have a plan to return them to whatever stage they would rather be in as soon as you're done with your work. Put them back where they want to be. So make sure they understand what you're doing and then put them back. Now, similarly, it's always better to shift people forward rather than backwards if you can. See, they've likely been through a lot of years and experiences and possibly effort to get where they are, and they would not want you to undo all of that. So using your understanding of the stages to better connect with the people around you is entirely ethical and encouraged. See, your colleagues and your employees and your customers and other people that you meet, they're all longing to be understood. Aren't we just kind of all wanting to be understood and seeking connection? And so that's good and that's fine. Please do use your knowledge of the stages for connection. Because connection, in turn, forwards careers and businesses alike. So just as you're connecting to yourself and you're connecting to others, that can help you in your business life as well. So let's talk a little bit about how this looks at work, right? There's an ideal stage for you in your job or for whatever project or task you're working on, and you can move yourself there simply by asking yourself the right questions. Which questions? The questions that are lined up for that stage, right? Literally, go to the question list. If you work some of those questions that will put you in that stage, then that'll just swing you right over. It takes a matter of minutes. Now, you can do the same thing for other people as well. So if you're leading a meeting, you can put everyone in the meeting in the most optimal stage for that meeting just by asking the right questions. But then you want to make sure to undo all of that when it's all over, or give them time to undo all of that for themselves when it's all over. Even on a one-on-one basis, when you're working with your colleagues, with individual team members, individual employees, or even with your boss, you can recognize, number one, what stage they're in when they come to work, right? Just have a chat. People will show you fairly quickly where they are. And then you can choose to help them into a different stage. But again, you want to make sure, even one-on-one, that they're aware of what you're doing and that you don't leave them in a difficult spot before they go home for the day. In fact, you could take your entire workforce and move them all the way into pretty much any stage you might want en masse. But the other thing that I want to point out here, and we touched on it briefly, is that this is a temporary shift. It's not a permanent shift. Why? Because they haven't done the work for all those stages, right? You're not going to permanently shift from stage 5 to stage 6 if you haven't done the work for stage 5, if you haven't done the tasks. So however you might move them to stage 6 for the day, on their way home, they're going to be, you know, listening to headlines or looking at headlines when we get home. They're going to be right back in stage 5. So the only way to permanently shift, and I get this question a lot, how do you shift people permanently to another phase? You don't. They have to do the work. They have to complete the tasks for that stage, and then they will naturally shift to the next stage. So let's say you wanted your entire workforce to be in stage 8, which is very purpose-focused. That's a fantastic stage for pretty much any job, as long as their job lines up with their actual purpose. Otherwise, they might just leave. But let's suppose you wanted to move your entire workforce to stage 8 so that they would feel purposeful. The only way to do that with any permanence, without a lot of daily pain in the butt, for a daily temporary shift, the only way to do this for any with any permanent change to stage 8 is to basically have like a book club, to have them do the work for all these other stages, to move from one stage to the next, to the next, to the next. This is the only way that you can make this permanent. But it wouldn't actually take long, probably 6 months or less of essentially a book club, where they do the work, they do the tasks, they read the various books that are recommended in each stage, they think about the questions that are in each stage, they do the tasks that are in each stage. And probably within about 6 months, you've got this phenomenal stage 8 workforce. Very cool. But notice how when you do that, they are the ones doing the work and they are aware of what you're doing and they are down with the idea and they like it. So they are undertaking it. So be careful out there. Use this in a positive way. Use this to help people with their awareness. And if possible, if they need your mentorship for the duration of their journey, think about being available to them for that as well. Let me know your thoughts, questions, ideas, and so forth. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.